Please join me in prayer.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
May be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The gospel reading's account of the wise men's visiting the child Jesus is probably familiar to many of us. Probably also familiar are all sorts of additional additions to St. Matthew's divinely inspired account. If you saw today's Kilgore News Herald, you may have read Chelsea Katz's article debunking some of those traditional additions. The article was based on an interview with Father Dower from Christ the King Roman Catholic Church and with me that she did earlier this week. Tonight, let us focus on what St. Matthew tells us about the actual visit. He tells us that the wise men did three things, each preceded by the wise men's doing something arguably of lesser importance that St. Matthew downplays. Although not quite translated this way in the English Standard Version that was just read, St. Matthew says that the wise men, having gone into the house, saw the child, having fallen down, worshipped him, and having opened their treasures, offered him gifts. Or more simply, as we have printed on the bulletin cover, they saw the child, worshipped him, and offered him gifts. This evening, we apply their actions to ourselves, and we reflect on this gospel reading under the theme, See, Worship, Offer. First, we consider see. St. Matthew says that sometime after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the days of Herod the king, somewhat surprisingly, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking for the location of him who had been born king of the Jews. Perhaps Babylonian astrologers, these wise men had seen the king's star when they were still in the east, and they came to worship him. Probably thanks to Old Testament scriptures, such as Balaam's final oracle about a star coming out of Jacob, left in Babylon some 600 years earlier, as when Daniel was over all of the wise men of his time, these wise men knew that this was not some natural star, but a supernatural star, indicating the long prophesied king's birth. Seeking a king, they came to the capital city, where Herod, the chief priests and scribes, who all may have had a more complete set of scriptures, paraphrase the point of Micah's prophecy and send the Magi, the wise men, to Bethlehem. And behold, the star that they had seen when they were in the east went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And having gone into the house, the wise men saw the child. What many churches put on their marquees this time of year is true. Wise men still seek him. But no one is that wise apart from God's first giving us wisdom to seek him. By nature, we are not able to seek Jesus from anywhere, whether from hundreds of miles away or from just outside of the house. Even in the house, apart from the supernatural leading of God's word, we are unable to see Jesus, for we are spiritually blind, even dead in our trespasses and sins. The original sin that leads to our spiritual death also leads us to commit all sorts of actual sins, things we do that we should not, and things that we do not do that we should. On account of our original sin and our actual sin, we deserve death now, in torment for eternity. The wise men saw the child, but on our own, we cannot see him. Having considered see, let us next consider worship. St. Matthew says that having fallen down, the wise men worshipped the child. They fell down, prostrating themselves before the child, undoubtedly knowing both who he was and who they were in relationship to him. Such a falling down can be done when one is overcome by terror and grief, which to some extent we should all feel in the presence of the Lord. But such a falling down can also be done by those who are begging or petitioning in worship. In this case, St. Matthew connects the wise men's falling down with worship, one of the three times he mentions worship in the gospel reading. But this worship is not first and foremost something that we do, but this worship is first and foremost something God does. The Almighty God and King himself comes to be present in the flesh of the child Jesus. And the wise men arguably confess his lordship and their sinfulness, and so seek and receive God's mercy and grace for the sake of the King who came to die for them and to die for us. God in the flesh of the child Jesus certainly deserves such worship of being asked for mercy and grace. The gospel reading's paraphrase of the prophet Micah leaves out the fact that the coming forth of the ruler is from old, from ancient days, from eternity, we might say. As paraphrased in the gospel reading, Micah's prophecy also seems to draw on statements that the tribes of Israel made to King David, referring to his shepherding of Israel. In the case of Jesus, the eternal God comes to be present in human flesh as the good shepherd of his flock, the good shepherd who on the cross lays down his life for the sheep. And 3 days later, after being in the tomb, he takes back up his life. No matter how humble the child might appear to their human eyes, the wise men with the eyes of faith perceive that he is, and by their actions they confess him to be, the ruler and savior of the world. Not just the ruler and savior of the people of the Jews, but also of the nations of the Gentiles. Most likely all of us are Gentiles. That is, not ethnically Jewish. As we repent of our sin and trust God to forgive our sin for the sake of Jesus' death on the cross, we receive the very forgiveness we seek. Jew and Gentile alike, all who repent and believe, are part of the same body of Christ, that is, the church, as we heard tonight in the epistle reading. The Holy Spirit, who comes to us in the pure preaching of the gospel and the right administration of the sacraments here in God's house, uses these same supernatural means to lead us and all people to repent and believe, unless they refuse to do so. So Jesus commissioned his apostles and their successors to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that he had commanded, including eating bread that is his body and drinking wine that is his blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. The wise men worshiped him, and so do we worship him with repentance and faith, seeking and receiving his forgiveness through his word and through his sacraments. Having considered see and worship, let us next briefly consider offer. St. Matthew says that having opened their treasures, the wise men offered him gifts. In tonight's psalm and in tonight's Old Testament reading, we heard prophecy that there would be such a response of faith from God's presence and forgiveness that kings would come offering gifts of such things as gold and incense. Of course, all that we have is already his. But as we sang in the gradual, we also bring an offering and come into his courts, opening our treasuries, that is, our savings, and giving back first fruits of what he has given us. We offer our praise, thanks, and honor to him who has done everything for us and given us all we need, especially all we need for eternal life. The wise men saw the child, worshipped him, and offered him gifts. Likewise, we see, worship, and offer. See, worship, and offer. They sound like things that we are doing, but clearly they are things that we only do after God has worked through his supernatural means to reveal himself to us in the flesh of the child Jesus, who died on the cross for us and who is present here for our salvation. Surely this God, who came in the flesh at Christmas and revealed himself at the first Epiphany, will, as we prayed in the Collect, lead us who know him by faith to enjoy in heaven the fullness of his divine presence. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We stand and confess the Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, the Father of lights, who didst manifest thine only begotten Son in the flesh, making known his advent by a wonderful star to the wise men of the East, we praise thee for thine infinite mercy and surpassing love in granting unto us a ransom for our sins. We praise thee that the dayspring from on high hath visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. We praise thee that thou hast prepared thy salvation before the face of all people and hast established on earth the Church of Jesus Christ as the home of thy continual presence and power among men. We praise thee that thou hast also brought us into the fellowship of thy beloved Son by the bright light of thy word, so that we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but partakers of thy grace, fellow citizens with the saints, members of thy household, and heirs of thy kingdom. We will extol thee, our God. We will bless thy name forever and ever. We will exalt thee and sing unto thee, for thou hast remembered thy covenant and sent salvation to thy people. As we beseech thee, let us evermore follow thy shining star of thy divine word, taking heed thereto as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, that the day may dawn and the day star arise in our hearts, and we may know thee and worship thee and present our own selves to thee as an acceptable sacrifice. Teach us to do thy will, that we may crucify the flesh and serve thee all our days, cherishing Christ in his members, by relieving the needy and doing good unto all people. Graciously save and defend our country and its people, our government and the whole Christian church. Bless all honest labor and give us our daily bread. Preserve us from sickness and famine and all other calamities.
Visit the afflicted, the sick, and the dying with thy heavenly consolation. Preserve unto us and our children thy word and sacraments. Guide us with thy counsel, and afterwards receive us to glory in the land of eternal rest. For you live and reign with your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.